luck, Sadie.
Thank you.
Yeah,
nice
Sadie.
You.
Good luck, eh?
Thank you, sir.
We'll be supporting you.
Thank you.
You might get a call.
Okay. Take care.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nice to meet you, sir.
Good luck, Mom.
Thank you. Hi.
Oh, you're running?
Yes, I am.
Oh. I see.
Do you live on the North Shore? I can give you a card. Just a little bit about me.
Ah. So hypothetically, what are you running to do, or what do you want to do?
Well, I'm sorry, running to be the MLA for Kamloops North Thompson, so that covers North Kamloops, Clearwater, yeah.
Well,
whatever.
I figured that.
To represent the interests of everyone.
I see.
Okay. I feel like that their current representation is not very effective.
But isn't that your part? Like, isn't
the current representation in this riding is liberal?
Okay.
And they're not in a position to be able to actually affect and implement policy or change.
So what would you do differently?
Well, I would have a seat at the table, and because of my education and background,
right.
I understand the needs a little bit differently than somebody who's been only a business owner. I've lived in low-income housing, I raised a son all by myself.
Yeah. And then you said blue?
Didn't access daycare or anything like that. So
yeah.
I've been negatively impacted by cuts to policies and programs and services.
Right.
So I understand potentially what the problems could be if the Liberals end up back in there.
I see. And what about since about March, the whole shutdown of BC that was launched by Horgan and what's his name, Farnsworth?
Well, I mean, it wasn't just BC, it was the entire country, and, you know.
Horgan did it in BC, he didn't have to.
It was the public health officer that did that, and...
But he's a premier, he runs the show.
Yeah, but on the public health officer order, so they actually have the ability to do that outside of any political party.
Exactly.
So an unelected official can tell elected officials to shut down the province?
That's her job. Public health officer, and it has saved us from a lot worse spread of the virus than otherwise. It gave us a chance to pause and figure out the best way to move us forward safely. And actually that decision and that approach was supported by all parties. It wasn't a partisan decision.
Liberals, NDP, Green, they're all...
They were all in agreement. They all agreed to that. There was no partisanship because it was a public health order, because it was in the public interest. There was no... It wasn't a NDP or Green or Liberal or even Conservative or any Christian Heritage Party. Like, it was just...
Well, I guess my problem is shutting down the entire country when something like 95% or so. These are all in the old age homes. Like, the average age of people dying is like 85. Like, it seems, to put it bluntly, it seems like overkill.
At the very beginning, it wasn't known what the rate of spread was, there wasn't enough testing. The safest thing to do was to shut everything down to implement the safety measures that we have now so we could safely reopen. Because it spreads, it's not discriminant. Like, I know plenty of younger people who have autoimmune disorders like Crohn's and cancer and things like that, that they are also at very high risk to get sick.
But it's October now, though.
Yeah, so a lot of things are open. Most things are back open again with the safety measures in place.
And when are those measures supposed to end?
When there's a vaccine.
Why would people take a vaccine for like something with a 99% recovery?
It's the same reason that a lot of people take flu vaccines.
Do they work though?
Yeah. It keeps the rate of flu down, transmission down in hospitals, old age homes, schools, frontline workers. The vaccines have been used for decades, centuries, you know. That's why we don't have polio anymore. It's why we don't have smallpox anymore. It's why we don't have chickenpox. Because all of those were very big outbreaks that killed a lot of people until there was a vaccine that was effective.
I'm also a little curious about these tests because I'm hearing that they can't actually differentiate between an actual infection and just having like just traces of dead material. Is that true? Those PCR tests.
As far as I know, they're effective. I mean, you're asking me a little bit more technical questions, and I'm not a doctor or a scientist,
I look online like, wait, this is used for DNA testing?
Yeah, but I don't think that necessarily, depending the source, I would say to go to the BC Centre for Disease Control, and they would have the best information available to you.
Well, they did post that article on Glory Holes.
Well, also useful information, depending on who you are. Well, I'm just saying.
I don't judge, but okay.
Neither. Okay, it looks like everyone's just nice to meet you. And
thank you.
If you have any more questions, my email's there.
Thank you.
Hee